If it ain't beneficial, it's artificial. And it's like, it's so crazy because then you think you start sounding selfish. And you know, don't nobody like people that's selfish. But at the same time, it's like, I'm trying to get ahead. I really don't have time to be worrying about what everybody else got going on, what everybody else doing. So if I could kind of get what I want, to get what I need and do what I have to do right now to be where I want to be, why not? And I'm just always so tired of, oh, you know, you got to help people and you got to be there for people. But it was like I was there for people. I've always been there for people. At what point in time are people going to be there for me, you know? And I think that's why I'm literally turning into a butterfly once again, because I always feel like I have these transformational periods in my life. And it's so crazy because for a while I kept seeing caterpillars on the ground. I'm like, damn, like I'm a sign person. Like I pay attention to signs that the universe be giving me. And I'm like, damn, why you keep on seeing caterpillars on the ground? Like, you know, like I'm ready to see some butterflies. And it just resonated with me. It's like, you keep seeing caterpillars on the ground because, baby girl, you about to start over. And at first, I was so afraid to start. I was just afraid to start over with everything because when you get in a stage of comfortability, you don't want to be uncomfortable, you know? Like, but I'm learning that within uncomfortable places, there's growth. So I was seeing caterpillars just days after, weeks after. Then I started seeing dragonflies, and dragonflies mean like transformation, you know, new beginnings and things like that. And I finally started seeing butterflies. I was walking to the gym and I saw this big blue butterfly, like, and I was super duper close and I recorded it, and the butterfly did not move. And I felt like so good on the inside because I was like, damn, something's about to happen. And I slowly feel it happening now. Because the things that I'm doing now, or the way that I feel about myself now, I haven't felt like that in years because I was so consumed. You know, like, you just get consumed with a lot. You get consumed with being in a relationship. You get consumed with trying to be what other people want you to be. You get consumed with school. You get consumed with work. Like, it's a lot of things that go on in your life that you put more focus onto, and you take that focus away from yourself. And I found myself doing that. And I feel like now I just want to be in a stage of just being present, being in the moment, going with the flow. Like, whatever happens, happens. Whatever doesn't happen, okay, that means it wasn't meant to be. That means it wasn't meant for me. And I'm shifting from the perception of worrying about the past. Like, whatever happened to me in my past, like, that shit does not define me or who I am right now. And I feel like a lot of people get caught up because they be so stuck on what the fuck happened years ago or months ago or a week ago. But it's just like, yo, your life is passing you by because you so focused on the shoulda, coulda's, woulda's. Like, it's like, why not focus on what's going on right now? Why not just be in the moment and be thankful and be grateful of the little things that you do have? Like, just giving gratitude. And it'd be so hard for me to put certain things into words, like, which is why I haven't recorded a podcast. But I just felt I felt inclined to kind of like talk right now. And sometimes I'd be getting like, you know, word vomit and I just keep going. Then sometimes I don't be knowing what to say. But it's like, I don't really know if people have this feeling, but you know, like, yo, and I'm gonna try not to cry, but like for years, like I kept hitting brick walls, like, and I just felt like I kept hitting wall at the wall at the wall, and nothing, when I say nothing was working, nothing. I would meditate, I would pray, I would do every fucking thing, and I just felt like I wasn't moving. Now, granted, I probably was moving to the people that saw me from the outside looking in, but I'm an internal person and I focus on internally how I feel and what levels and if I'm leveling up. And I'm just like, yo, why the fuck do I feel so stuck? Like, so I just had to deal with that. But back to what I was saying, you ever have those moments where you feel like a breakthrough is coming? You don't know when it's going to happen, or you don't know what the breakthrough consists of, but it's just like something big is about to happen. Like, it's crazy because I'm like, yo, I'm dead ass getting goosebumps as I say this. But it's like, you be like, yo, something big is going to happen. Like, something amazing is going to happen. And I literally been feeling like that for the past couple weeks. But, yo, it's so hard. I got to work on my emotions, bro. I be trying not to cry because I'm a fucking sensitive ass empath. But it's just like, I be like, something is about to happen. And then, like, just transitioning to a new environment and stuff like that, I just feel like I'm surrounded and I'm protected by people who were here before me. Like, I'm very spiritual. I'm a spiritual person. And I feel like my ancestors and my angels, like, they're always around. And if you don't believe in things like that, touche. That don't got nothing to do with me, but that's just how I am. And I feel like they're always around. And it's like, when I was hitting those brick walls, I felt like they left me. But then I realized where I am right now, they just picked me up and they put me on their shoulders and they just walked me right through. That's why I was like, I feel like something big is about to happen. And I'm just ready to kind of like boss up. Like, I feel like I haven't been in a stage where I've necessarily bossed up or leveled up. Like, I've just been really, really chill. I've been in hermit mode and I really haven't been in a sense of trying to not even put on and put on for other people, but just put on for myself, like the person that I used to be. But I don't even want to be the person that I used to be, which is crazy because it brings me to Jay-Z. I mean, he, like, people say you change, like you're supposed to stay the same. And I feel like why go through things in life if I'm just going to be the same person I was years ago, a week ago, a month ago? Like, you should want to see transformation. You should want to see growth. You should want to see all these things within yourself, because that means that you've reached a certain stage in your life to the point where it's just like, okay, I've been there, done that. Now let me do this. Let me tackle this. And let me kind of find out certain situations and experiences that happen that grow me more as a person. And I'm rambling, but whatever, y'all get it. And that's where I feel like I'm at. I feel like I've been through a bunch of shit. And, you know, like, it used to eat me up and talk to me. Damn, I've been through too much shit. Like, just so much stupid shit. And it used to make me mad. But then I realized, like, I'll be having conversations with just people, like, in general. Like, just random people. And they be going through things that I have already gone through. And it's just so exciting to me to be able to give them advice on what I have already experienced. It's just like, I'm literally a walking experience. Like, it doesn't matter who I talk to about what they've gone through. I've been through it. And this is why I'm so passionate about helping people and making people see their truest potential. Because it's like, somebody has always been through what you've been through. You don't know until you open your mouth when you start talking to the person. You help pull them out of that funk. Or just, not even if they're in a funk, you just vibe with them. Like, you feel me? And like, that shit is just so important to me. Like, just good vibes, good energy, good people. Like, I'm really, I don't know if it's this new moon. Bro, I don't know if it's because we in freaking the season of Virgo. I don't know what the fuck is going on. All I know is I'm really just ready to kind of, like, focus on who it is that I want to be as a person, mentally, spiritually, financially, fucking emotionally. I just want to be happy. Like, yo, and I feel like mad happy. Like, and you be thinking like, oh, I'm supposed to get goosebumps off of niggas or a nigga, and it's just like, damn, I get goosebumps off myself. Like, when I just see myself in such a lit headspace, like, I typically just close my eyes and I envision myself, and like, I see myself as a boss, like, handling my business and doing the things that I should be doing independently, and of course with Tom, you know, a soulmate or whatever like that. But I see myself as a boss first, just handling my handle and helping people, and that shit looks amazing. Like, that shit looks good on me, and I feel like I'm just getting closer to it, and it's just, it's so lit. And I wish and I hope for other people to be able to experience this feeling and see what it's like to get to a stage where you just really start feeling yourself. And it's so funny because it's crazy that I'm talking like this, because when I like say feeling myself and boss up, like those to me, I associate those with selfish, and I'm not a selfish person, but I feel like, damn, all the things I hated in other people about being selfish, I'm like, damn, that's something that you had to implement within yourself to really find out that you really are a boss. Like, I don't even know, bruh. I don't know, but all I know is it's just time to boss up. If it's not beneficial, it's artificial. And I don't know. Like, let's just keep on going. Like, and then, and me just keep on going. I'm just trying to just focus on the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is just learning to just love myself and be there for myself, you know?